But first, is your super ripping you off? An ABC investigation has revealed that the returns on the more than $1 trillion of savings held in the super system are scandalously low. The ABC has gone beyond the industry research, which looks at the bigger balance funds, to analyse returns on the entire pool of money in the system. And in real terms, the money is going nowhere, barely beating the inflation rate over the past 14 years, and below inflation, going backwards, over the past 10. The investigation also shows that combined, the generous tax breaks on super and the billions eaten away in fees cost far more than the age pension. Economics correspondent Stephen Long has the story.
It was Paul Keating's vision: build the savings to make workers secure in their retirement. But over the past decade or more, the returns from the superannuation system have been woeful, stagnant, or going backwards in real terms.
It's not just bad for people's pensions, it's an absolute economic travesty.
Dr. Mike Rafferty is an economist at the University of Sydney who specialises in financial markets and retirement income. He says that the poor returns revealed by the ABC's research show that as a vehicle for building retirement savings, the super system is fundamentally flawed and failing.
We should start thinking about whether or not the age pension should be the primary vehicle and start putting more money into that and have super as a second order.
At the ABC, we've analysed official data from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, which goes back as far as 1997. And across the entire pot of money in the superannuation system, the average yearly return to mid-2009 is just 3%. That's barely ahead of the average inflation rate over that time, which averaged 2.8%. And over the past decade, the returns are below inflation. The returns are a lot less than you would have got for cash in the bank, and about half the return on government bonds. Over those years, the money in the super system's almost quadrupled, but the vast bulk of the growth has come from contributions, our money going in, not the money making money. There's a host of factors behind those poor system-wide returns. Volatile markets, with the Asian financial crisis, the tech wreck, and the GFC wiping out years of double-digit gains. Millions of lost or inactive super accounts being eroded by fees. And the sizeable cut being chipped out of super all the way along the line.
It's a $1.1 trillion industry, and out of that, there's about $17 billion in fees that are stripped out of it every year.
Jeff Bresnahan runs Super Ratings, an agency that monitors fund performance.
Quite simply, almost $47, $48 million a day coming out of our superannuation accounts to pay suppliers for managing that money.
Is that justified?
I don't think so, no.
The conflict of interest in the way financial planners are paid to promote super schemes has been in the spotlight. But there's been less attention on those who get paid the biggest money, the investment managers.
Quite clearly, it's the investment management side of it that is taking the bulk of that income, just over half, or about $9 billion a year.
So why do the investment managers get paid so much?
Look, it's a good question. You've got to ask yourself, are there underlying costs in the investment management industry that shouldn't be there or are too high? And one of those is obviously salaries. The salary levels in the investment management industry are incredibly high.
Dr. Mike Rafferty.
Average wage and salary earners putting money into super are subsidising massive salaries that go to fund managers.
The highly salaried stock pickers don't get a flat base fee and a bonus for doing well, as you might expect.
They get a percentage of the superannuation fund assets, irrespective of performance.
So the bigger the pot, the more they get.
No one's willing to push the boundaries and say we need to change the way investment managers are paid.
At Australia's biggest super fund, they've cut the fees they were paying by sacking most of the investment managers. Mark Delaney is the fund's chief investment officer.
Stock picking is what people call in investment terms a zero-sum game. That is, for every winner there's a loser.
Australian Super found that one manager it hired would sell a stock and another one would buy it, with no net gain for the fund portfolio.
So what we're doing is we're paying out fees for something which isn't achieving any outcome.
Now, half the money this fund allocates to Australian share investment is passively managed. It merely tracks the broad share market index, and the returns are just as good with fewer fees. Fees are one super-sized issue. Another, the massive tax breaks to encourage people to put money into super, which overwhelmingly benefit the wealthy.
Well, the cost of superannuation tax concessions in total in Australia is about $26 billion. That's almost as much as the cost of the age pension itself.
Alex Dunnan is Research Director at Rainmaker, a specialist information company that analyses superannuation.
It brings up the question, who gets the most benefit from those tax concessions? Well, that's really saying who gets the most benefits from paying less tax. Well, people who pay a lot of tax now, meaning people who earn a lot of money.
I have to ask the question, why would we spend more on the fees and charges and subsidies to super than it costs to run our current pension system?
The review of the super system, chaired by former ASIC Commissioner Jeremy Cooper, addresses some of these questions, but not all.
Stephen Long.